moment on Wednesday to mark a truly momentous anniversary. No, not the observance of a Nativity of Jesus Christ, but the 19 years since Helen Lovejoy and the rest of the endlessly dysfunctional residents of Springfield first graced television screens. New South Wales Supreme Court Justice Michael Adams decided to mark the day with some surreal comic stylings of his own. On Tuesday, he upheld the conviction of a man charged with possession of child pornography after cartoons were found on his computer depicting characters modelled on Bart, Lisa and Maggie Simpson engaged in sex acts. But here's where it gets interesting, as reported in the Sydney Morning Herald. McEwen appealed against the decision, arguing that fictional cartoon characters could not be considered people as they plainly and deliberately departed from the human form. If the persons were real, such depictions could never be permitted, Justice Adams said in his judgment. Their creation would constitute crimes at the very highest end of a criminal calendar. In my view, the magistrate was correct in determining that in respect of both the Commonwealth and the New South Wales offences, the word person included fictional or imaginary characters. The mere fact that the figure depicted departed from a realistic representation in some respects of a human being did not mean that such a figure was not a quote-unquote person. Not to put too fine a point on it, there's a word for not being able to distinguish between reality and fantasy. Psychosis. I have psychotic episodes when I don't take my medication. What's Justice Adams' excuse? He might be quite right on a point of law, but excuse me for being nervous. I'm currently reading Bill Willingham's Fables, a comic book that transplants fairy tale characters to modern-day New York, including a fictional character called Snow White, who is married to and has seven children with another fictional character called Bigby Wolf. Last time I looked, shagging a wolf, even an enchanted one, wasn't only incredibly dangerous, but a crime. It's also classed as automatically objectionable under the Films, Video and Publications Classification Act of 1993. I'm still unconvinced that lupine virtue is under threat by depraved comic readers. But here's something really perverse in this whole saga. I've spent a great chunk of my adult life watching an enormously popular and profitable cartoon where a running gag is an adult regularly trying to choke his eternally 8-year-old son. I believe that's considered a serious crime on both sides of the Tasman. It's also big business. Now, if only someone would think about the adults, please.